There's agender, bigender, cisgender, demigender, female, femme, gender nonconforming, gender expansive, gender fluid, gender queer, gender void, gray gender, intersex, male, non-binary, omnigender, pangender, polygender, transgender, and two-spirit. While people can be who they want to be, the problem is, as with the American Medical Association's pledging to ramp up work with activists to push irreversible sex changes on children. The code words are cross-sex medical interventions and gender-affirming care, sex change operations. Situations such as in Montana, where Child Protective Services medically kidnapped a teen girl, took her to Wyoming for gender-affirming care, and in the process fully revoked parental custody. Irreversible gender confirmation surgery is a thing. Schools in the state are pushing it on kids, likewise keeping parents in the dark, legally, and when parents protest, they lose custody. I believe in letting kids grow into whomever they want to be, but the political power of the movement here has, as its core function, the destruction of families. Marxists state that the function of the family is to maintain the capitalist superstructure of society. Capitalism created the system of what we now know as the privatized monogamous nuclear family. This, according to Marxists, has to be done away with. The socialist family is defined to be recognized and supported by the state and society and maintained with the purpose of providing future generations with communist upbringing for the benefit of the state. Children are to be educated and brought up by the state and not by their parents. This is the blow-up. This is how it all comes apart, that it may be brought together again under the banner of the state. I'm Franklin, and looking at the list, I think I identify as non-binary.